flash message at this point. I suggest it would read as follows. Dismayed by preliminary reports of heavy fighting between Israeli and Egyptian forces. As you know, we've been making the maximum effort to prevent this situation. We are expecting a very high-level Egyptian delegation on Wednesday, and we had assurances from the Israelis that they would not initiate hostilities pending further diplomatic efforts. We feel it is very important that the United Nations Security Council succeed in bringing this fighting to an end as quickly as possible and are ready to cooperate with all members of the Council to that end. Now, we've been talking about it in these terms. It is probably better for us to get some sort of a message of this sort before the question of who really was responsible is completely clarified, to let them know that we were not a party to any of this business at this stage. But I wanted to check, get your own reaction.
Yes, yes, I would.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Sure. What does it appear to you? Does it appear to you reasonably sure that these tanks kicked it?
Well, the fact that the fighting has been occurring initially over Egypt is a little hard to sort out. It's possible that I would put more weight on the Israeli claim that they had a large number of Egyptian aircraft headed for Israel from the sea. But I think it's just a little too early yet. My instincts tell me that the Israelis probably kicked this off, but I just don't know yet. And I don't think we ought to make a preliminary judgment on that because it's just hard to say.
Do they say to us that the Egyptians kicked it off?
Well, they're both publicly. We have nothing, no message yet from the Israeli government except that they've asked for a meeting of the Security Council. We've had no direct message from Eshkol or Iban or anybody. Both publicly are claiming that the other started it. But the Israeli claim that a big tank column was moving toward Israel and that they went out to meet it, again, looks just a little thin on the surface. Meanwhile, we've asked Harlan Cleveland, who's now in a meeting of NATO that was called to talk about this situation, to keep a group of the permanent members on a standby to be consulting throughout the day, to be available for consultation. And of course, the Security Council will be meeting. The Security Council will probably call on both sides meet for an immediate ceasefire. It's really usual and typical for them to do that. But we just don't know what effect that will have. My guess is the Israelis kicked this off. Now, I think along about 6 o'clock, we ought to see what we know and see whether we ought not to have the leadership meet at least on the Hill, if not in the White House, to bring them up to date on the situation. Because they'll be stewing down there in the Congress like everything today.
Sure.
All right, sir?
Yeah.
Thank you.